I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Barack Obama's speech this morning to the Muslim world and beyond is generating response from around the globe, and there was a lot to respond to. The speech lasted almost an hour. It touched on broad themes, from the threats of extremism and nuclear weapons to the rights and responsibilities of both Israelis and Palestinians. Near the end of the address, President Obama invoked the scriptures of three religions to drive home his message of cooperation and interdependence.
We have the power to make the world we seek, but only if we have the courage to make a new beginning, keeping in mind what has been written. The Holy Quran tells us, O mankind, we have created you, male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes, so that you may know one another. The Talmud tells us the whole of the Torah is for the purpose of promoting peace. The Holy Bible tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
President Obama called for the work of peacemaking to begin, quote, here on earth. As the president spoke at Cairo University, it was certainly peaceful in the usually chaotic Egyptian capital. Cairo was quiet and pretty much empty under strict security measures. Authorities shut down many major streets and public gathering places, and many Egyptians who were afraid of traffic or the heavy security stayed home. Reporter Ursula Lindsay spoke to a few who did venture out.
Ibn Anil owns a traditional Egyptian cafe in Cairo. Customers come here to smoke water pipes, play dominoes, and drink tea or coffee. Today, the TV was tuned to President Obama's speech. Ibn Anil, like many Egyptians, says he's proud the president chose Cairo to give his speech, and he likes his message.
It's a very beautiful thing that he comes to Egypt, to the land of civilization and of religion. It's a good beginning. He calls for tolerance and for dialogue.
Nermeen Khafaghi caught part of Mr. Obama's speech at the cafe. She was annoyed at what she didn't hear.
In the part I saw, I didn't hear him talking about Egypt's particular problems, the crisis of democracy, poverty, corruption. He didn't talk about it.
President Obama did make reference to democracy issues and corruption, but he didn't directly criticize Hosni Mubarak's government, which has been in power for 28 years. Khafaghi says that's not surprising.
In the end, the Mubarak regime and all regimes like it, who are they supported by? They're supported by countries like America and Israel. The Mubarak regime doesn't bother them, even if it mistreats the people.
In the past few days, the Egyptian authorities have been sweeping streets and repainting buildings along the president's route. Some here have been critical of the government's drastic security measures and the hurried facelift just for Mr. Obama's visit. One opposition paper ran the headline, "Today Obama visits Egypt after it's been emptied of Egyptians." But Khafaghi offers Mr. Obama a tongue-in-cheek thank you. She says while she doesn't expect anything new from the American president, she appreciates the cleanup his visit inspired. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.